It would be difficult to overstate the importance of nurses. They provide about 90% of all healthcare services worldwide. As important as nurses are, many countries are experiencing a shortage. The World Health Organization has noted the huge need for healthcare workers worldwide, especially nurses and midwives. Even the United States and other English-speaking nations have massive shortages. But no matter what country nurses work in, at some point in their careers, they may be required to communicate in English. The reason is simple. The use of English in medical settings worldwide continues to grow. When you think of nurses, you might imagine hospitals. But nurses work in countless other places, such as health clinics, schools, private homes, and assisted living centers. They work on military bases, in refugee camps, and in disaster situations around the world. There are also many specializations within nursing: surgery, cardiac care, oncology, midwifery, and anesthesia are just a few examples. Throughout their career, nurses may work in one or many specialized areas. Charlotte Wogugu knows all about nursing, having worked in a number of specializations and settings. During her 13 years in healthcare, she has served as a surgical nurse, orthopedic nurse, psychiatric nurse, and global health nurse. She has also taken students overseas for their field experience in global health. A native of Nigeria, Wogugu studied nursing in the U.S. and holds a doctorate degree in public health. She is now Assistant Professor Global Health at the University of Maryland School of Nursing. She joins us by phone to talk about nursing and some of the language challenges and victories that come with the job. Thanks again for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
Could you tell us a little bit about what you enjoy most about your work as a nursing professional?
One of the major things that I truly enjoy about nursing is the diversity in the role. The core of what truly drives me is the ability to connect with people, because at the end of the day, I am a carer at heart, and it's still people that make my work valuable. So when I talk about the diversity in the role, it really is centered around connecting with people and how that inspires me to keep going to do what it is I do. So I always look at it from that perspective, whereby what it is I am doing with this individual patient is going to impact the lives of other people, not just that patient, but their family members.
Okay, great. In a typical day on the job, maybe in an interaction between nurse and patient, are there common expressions and terms that they might use?
Absolutely. One of the things that we are doing as nurses is that we are assessing this patient the moment we walk in. And by that, I mean, we really are assessing their level of consciousness. We are assessing their pain. So to do that, to be able to assess how alert the patient is, I would ask the patient questions like, can you tell me your name and what is your date of birth? And of course, I've had patients, many, very many, who may be a bit confused. Maybe they may not be able to tell me their date of birth. So I would further probe and ask questions like, can you tell me what today is, or what day of the week it is, or who the president is?
So could you give me an example of how a language barrier may impact a nurse's interaction with a patient, or you can talk about with the doctor, other health professionals.
Some nurses, maybe for those from Nigeria, for example, which is where I'm from, when we are speaking to individuals in positions of authority, or even to patients that are elderly, we, A, don't call them by name, and B, we would use expressions or phrases such as, yes, ma. And for some individuals, they may find that offensive because they don't know what that means. But from a cultural perspective, that is actually a sign of respect. I think that when we have nurses who speak a different language, there are also different terminologies that kind of make it challenging. For example, it wasn't until I came to the United States that I understood that pants were actually underwear. But then there are some biases between the nurse as well as the patient in terms of, you know, the nurse does not have a, quote, American accent, so perhaps they may not be able to provide the quality of the care that I expect.
So how can or do nurses overcome such challenges?
I think that nurses, at least in my experience, have truly done an amazing job with overcoming this. And by this, I mean becoming lifelong learners. I was really open about my own deficits in terms of what I didn't know, what I needed to learn, because that truly is one of the first steps to really be able to make the change or, you know, improve on your own quality as a nurse and your own ability to speak the English language fluently. And for me, also, it is important that I practice. And a lot of nurses will tell you that they do that. I'm a firm believer that it takes a village. So administrators in hospitals also need to take an interest in the nurse workforce and also identify this as, you know, an area of improvement.
That's a great, very thorough answer, and it partially answers my next question. So if someone were interested in the nursing field, what path of study do you suggest for a foreigner who wants to become a nurse in an English-speaking country?
I truly believe that the individual has to make that personal decision whether they would want to study in their own country or here. Now, with that said, if an individual studies, say, in Spain, for example, or in Nigeria, or whatever country it is, for them to become a nurse, a licensed nurse here, they still have to take the board exam. So, you know, my response is really they have to make that personal decision as to where they would want to get their degree from.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
And in addition to her job as a global health professor, Wogugu continues to practice nursing. She works part-time at the Perry Point VA Medical Center in Maryland. I'm Alice Bryant.